Amen. Alrighty, I messed up before and was corrected. Thank you, Brother Aaron. But today is Sunday, June 14th, 2015. I'm going to just go ahead and get right into the message, which is titled today, is titled Hooked. This message kind of touched my heart this week, and I was able to get it written so that we may have service today. And like I said, today is June 14th, 2015, and the message today is titled Hooked. Let me ask you, have you ever gone fishing, excuse me, baited a hook, tossed it in the water, and then waited for a fish to take an interest and take a bite? Mm. We sit, be it on a boat or on a bank, and wait for just the right moment. And once we feel that nibble or that chomp on our line, we snap our pole, setting the hook, and then we begin reeling in the catch. Many times as we draw that newly caught fish to the surface of the water, it realizes the danger that it's in, and it attempts to run, which in turn makes us fight harder to land the fish. But once that fish reaches the top and we land it and it's been caught completely, there's many things that we experience, many things that we feel at that point. We feel excitement, we feel joy, and we feel a sense of accomplishment. Hopefully you all have been fishing at some point in your life and can relate to the things that I just mentioned. But let me ask you, have you ever been so angered that it caught you by surprise? You might be walking along, minding your own business, and all of a sudden something happens and you become completely stressed. Out of the blue, all of a sudden, your day has taken a turn for the worse. Be it bad news that you receive from a conversation, or just a situation where the outcome didn't agree with your plan. Often, times like those result in feelings or reactions that you would not normally display. And once that anger sets in, that's all you can think about, and you become more and more angry. Have you ever heard it said, "He who angers you controls you"? Well, at that point, out of the blue, as you're walking along, minding your own business, having a decent day, and all of a sudden something happens. At that point, we are just like that fish. We are just like that fish on the other end of that line that has now been hooked. So are we. At that point, when we begin to feel that anger rise within us, frustration set in, our blood pressure goes up, our heart starts beating faster, we get irritated and stressed. At that point, we are hooked, just like that fish. Think about the things a fish may go through or think about when it's on a fishing line. It's going to fight, it's going to struggle, it's going to get angry, it's going to, heartbeat's going to start going up, it's going to be fighting that whole time to get off that line. But it's been hooked, and it's been hooked good. If you've set the hook right, or if he bit on it, bit the line at the right place, and the hook was able to be set, there's no escaping for that fish. None. Just like with us, we become hooked. The devil dangles in front of us that line with that bait on the end, some situation, knowing that at some point we are going to take that bait, and we at that point are going to be hooked. We're going to begin reacting in ways that we normally don't. We are going to begin reacting in ways that we know that we shouldn't. We have been hooked by the devil, tricked into reacting in those ways that we no longer care to act. The devil places that situation before us, just like the fisherman places a baited hook in front of a fish. The devil waits for us to take the bait and become snared. Once hooked, we try to run, we try to kick, we try to fight, we stand up for ourselves, we tell people off, we may curse, say bad words, say bad and mean and hateful things to stand up for ourselves. All the while, the devil sits with excitement and joy and that sense of accomplishment. Just like we do when we have caught a fish, the devil has caught us. His plan is fulfilled. Unfortunately, for most fish, that is where their life ends. But for us, the choices that we make determine what's next. Eternal life or eternal death. We have that choice. In situations where we find ourselves hooked, we have a choice at how we respond. Unlike that fish, he has no choice. The only thing he can do is regret his decision and face his unfortunate future, his uncertain future, because he has no way of knowing what's to come. He may get lucky and find himself on the end of a line of a sports fisherman, a fisherman that does it so for the sport of it, not necessarily to supply food to his family. So there is a chance that the fish may be returned to the water once he is reeled in. That water that he was plucked up out of after he was minding his own business. But today we have a choice. We can allow ourselves to get hooked or not. We can control our reactions to be angered or not. Now the one thing that may help us in situations such as this is where the word says in 1 John 4, verse 4, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Amen. The one who is greater in you is greater than the one who is in the world. There is no doubt that Satan is strong and he is fierce. But God is much more powerful. Through Christ Jesus, the Lord's almighty strength dwells in us and equips us to overcome the enemy. The verb overcome is in the perfect tense, meaning it speaks of a past finished victory and a present state of being an overcomer. In other words, our victory over Satan is finished, complete, and continual. We must remember that we belong to God. We are his little children. As we rely on him, he gives us the victory over every obstacle the devil and the world can throw at us. Every single one. The word tells us in Psalms 37, verses 8 and 9, "Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those whose hope is in the Lord will inherit the land." Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. Do not get hooked by the devil. Do not fall into his trap. Do not allow your ego and your selfishness and pride to interfere with God's will for your life. For the decisions that you make today will have a greater impact on where you spend your tomorrow. We have to be careful. We need to understand that the word gives us instructions on Christian living. In Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 17, the word tells us, "So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, and the futility of their thinking." Who are the Gentiles? That is those people that do not know Christ. For once you know Christ, you've been adopted into his holy people. Verse 19 says, "Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality So I ask to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. However, is not the way of life you learned. Verse 22 says, you were taught with regard for your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Verse 26 says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Have you ever heard the expression about the expression that says, I got my foot in the door? Once you get your foot in the door, that gives you, usually leads to greater opportunities. A lot of times it's referred to as a job. You may start in the mailroom, and that's getting your foot in the door. And that allows you to grow and walk and proceed up the corporate ladder, to receive promotions and guidance and direction, to be promoted and to escalate your career. Many times we used to have back in the day, door-to-door salesmen that would knock on your door trying to sell you something. Well, that salesperson was trained that once they got their foot in your door, once they were invited into your home, there should be no way that they would not complete the sale. They would not do the bidding that they had been set forth to do. The devil is the same way. Ephesians 4:27 says, do not give the devil a foothold. Do not give him that opportunity. Do not open that door to your heart, to your spirit, where the devil can enter in and cause you to react in ways that you today choose not to. Do not become hooked by his temptations, those things, those ways that he tries to tempt you and puts things in front of you. Ephesians 4, verse 29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for the building up of others, for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. What happens when you get angry? Do you not react with words? Verse 31 says, get rid of all your bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. This is the life we are called to live as a Christian. Ephesians chapter 4. We need to remember that God is in each and every one of us. By the Holy Spirit, God now has his dwelling place in you. You don't have to try to reach God. He's already there. What is needed is to be more aware of his presence. How do we become more aware of God's presence? By drawing closer to him through prayer and your studies. Knowing that God lives in you and that he loves you should override all fear from your life. Fear of failure should have no place. Fear of what other people think should not bother you. Fear of problems that may come up should be of no concern. You have God living within you. He now has made his dwelling place in your heart. Also, God, who is within you, is greater. Is greater than any problem, greater than any difficulty, greater than the devil, greater than anything you will face. 1 John 4:4 tells us, if you are from God, then you are an overcomer, because greater is He who is in you than the one that is in the world. Romans 8:31 tells us, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So then if God is for us, nothing can come against us, and no weapon forged against us will prosper, as is spoken in Isaiah 54:17. Keep in mind that weapons come in different forms. It's not just a knife or a gun or anything that someone can cut or hurt you bodily with, cause bodily harm. It also comes in the form of words. Where your character may be assassinated. Or assassinated should be the word. If God is for us, there is nothing to fear. No reason to get upset. No reason for us to display any feelings that we are not supposed to. No reason for us to get hooked. We need to remember to display those traits that God has called us to display. To live a better life for Him, because we are His. There will always be challenges and mountains in our way. But we overcome these by drawing closer to the Lord and relying on His strength, not our own. I don't know about you, but the fish story that I mentioned at the beginning of this service gives me a vision of the devil sitting back, smiling, and waiting for us to get hooked and to react in ways that go against God. React in ways that go against our God-given nature. Getting angry, although it may come easy to most of us, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be our natural desire to display and to act in ways that we shouldn't. It should be our natural desire to display the same kindness to others that's given to us. Those same mercies, that same love that is given to us. That same forgiveness that we received when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We need to do what we can to always keep in mind that we are His. The greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Amen. We don't have to react in ways that do not glorify God when we surrender unto Him and allow Him to do a mighty work in us. Do your best to remember that you are His. And to keep from getting hooked by the devil when we face those circumstances that are beyond our control. Do your best to remember these things. Greater is He. Greater is He than all things that we go through. Greater is He than any mountain you may face. Because He came and overcome. He is an overcomer for us. And if we choose to live in Him, we can claim that same victory. We just need to remember to stay obedient to Him and surrender. Draw close. If you are weak in your spirit, I encourage you to draw close to the Lord. Maybe you might want to read about putting on the full armor of God. That is one thing that I didn't bring up for this service today. But when we put on that full armor of the Lord, the less we get hooked by the devil. Have you ever noticed that once you're hooked, once you're angry, it's very easy then to continue to make you angry about other things? More and more things get piled on you. You may face one thing that starts with the anger, but by the end, there's been more than one thing that has upset you, made you mad. Things just keep making you mad at that point. I just imagine the devil sitting there, nodding his head, doing his dance, claiming the victory. It doesn't have to be that way. Don't give the victory to the devil. Don't allow him to have power over your life. Rebuke him and send him back to where he came from. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Always remember and never forget that God is greater than anything you face. Amen.
Amen.
That is the message for today. Does anybody have anything to add? Any questions? Alrighty, with that then we will bow our heads for closing prayer.